Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Bavli, Daf Lamed Hey. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Beis Amad Aleph on the 8th line, Tani Rebbe Lezer. Tani Rebbe Lezer Ime Im Vasode Ovad Eni Rebbe Eruv Im Be'i Ovad Harei Ze Eruv. Rebbe Lezer says in the Bais that if the key was lost in the field, it's not an Eruv. If it was lost in the city, it's an Eruv. Im Vasode Ovad Eni Rebbe Eruv She'ini Yochel Avioi Derech Shvisa. If it was lost in the field, it's not an Eruv, because he cannot bring it to his place via a path that requires only an Issa Drabonon, Shvus, that is. If it was lost in the city, it's an Eruv, because he can bring it via a path which one who carries on it is exempt. Yos and Rav Lazer, Ma'atayma, which is say Drabonon. Rav Lazer said correctly, but what is the Drabonon's reasoning? And Rav Iva, Vare, Rav Papi, Rav Mehi, Rav Mehi Omer, Af Pechesu, Betchila, Venoitum. Rav Iva, Vare, Rav Papi answered, they hold like Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that one may open a house of arranged bricks that were not cemented and take food that's inside. It's not Muksa. Klum, and Rav Meir, Lo Biyomtef, Dilma B'Shabbos, V'Hacha B'Shabbos, and Enkaimim. They can object, for Rav Meir said so about Yom Tov, did he say so about Shabbos? And here we're discussing Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Avmori de Beleza ben Yaakovi. Avmori answered that they hold like Rabbi Beleza ben Yaakov. The Tanin and Tamon, Rabbi Beleza ben Yaakov, Omer, Kushin lefnei behema b'shor shel teitzi. As we find a Mishnah, Rabbi Beleza ben Yaakov says that when they tie in front of an animal, lest it leave. He kashura, he ne'ila. Tying and locking are the same, even regarding land, it's not considered binyan. So one may break the lock even on Shabbos. Had other tema, the Migdol She Even of Migdol She Eight, Nase Keshove Sachovis, Lechol Beminu, Bemina, Gregorus. And the Tanaim argue about a stone cabinet, but a wood cabinet, all agree that it's an Eruv, because this is like breaking a bowl to eat dried figs from inside it. And we come on to the next Mishnah, Halachadalad, Nifgal Gol Chutz Tzchum, Venofel Olav Gal, Oy Nesaf, Oy Tuma, Venitmes, The Mishnah says if the Eruv rolled outside the Trum, or a pile of rocks fell on it, so now it's buried, or it was burned, or it was Trumah and it became Tomei, if this is before Shabbos, the Eruv is invalid. If it happened on Shabbos, it's valid. If we're in doubt whether it was before or on Shabbos, it may, and Rav Yehuda say he is a Chamar Gamal, which means like one prodding a donkey from the back and leading a camel from the front, means he's constrained in two directions. Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, Omer, Safek Eruv Kosher. And Rav Shimon say that a Safek Eruv is valid. And Rav Yosi, Heyed Avtulus Misham Chamisha Zikeinim She Safek Eruv Kosher. Rav Yosi said that Avtulus testified in the name of five Chachamim that a Safek Eruv is valid. Now, Omer, Benidmes Safek, Benidmes Mibajim, Safek, Benidmes Mishachashecha, Avdim Haisa, Safek Tahira, Safek Tmeya. She say Ein Ma'avim Ba. The Gemara says Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon said that a Safek Eruv is valid only if it became Tomei, and it's Safek whether it became during the day, means Erev Shabbos, or after dark. But if it was Safek Tov, Safek Tomei, it means when he placed the Eruv, then all agree that one may not be Ma'ariv with it. Rav Shmuel ben Nachman, Rav Shem, Rav Yonason, Acha Chazokos Holchu. Rav Shmuel ben Nachman, quoting Rav Yonason, said that they follow Chazokos, meaning if it was initially Tahor, the Chazak is that it was still Tahor, ben Ashmashos. If it was initially Safik, then the Chazak is that he has the Trum of the city. It's a Safik whether or not that changed, so we follow the Chazak and say that it didn't change. Meisivin, Rav Meir, Rav Yehud, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, Rav Nechem, Rav Joim, Shema Ein Asa. Rav Meir and Rav Yehud said to Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon, if it was consumed during the day before Shabbos, is he not forbidden to allow it to leave the Trum? The answer that Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon give is that he has his heter, means before we learned of the suffix, the chazaka was that the Eruv was kasha, until you know that it's forbidden. Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon said to Meir and Rav Yehuda, if it was consumed after dark, is he not permitted? The man of Yehuda answered that he's forbidden until you know that he is permitted. Ma'u l'ten loy alpayim ama me'eruvei lebeisai. The Gemara asked, according to the man of Yehuda, do we give to him 2,000 amas from his eruv to his house? Perhaps he uprooted his intent from the trum of his city, and he didn't get the trum of his eruv due to suffix. The Abba Pamamo Amar Nisimai Rabamo answered that we do give him. Rushmul Bar Yitzhak Amar Ein Nisimai, whereas Rushmul Bar Yitzhak says we do not give him. Roshamai Amar Kaimi Rabbi Yasa, Roshem Rabbi Acha, Ma Pligin Kudmei Abam Kudbi Yudha, Kol Amar Moidi Shinisimai. Roshamai in front of Rabbi Yasa said the name of Rabbi Acha, that Rabbi Abba and Rushmul argue according to Rabbi Meir, but according to Rabbi Yudha, all agree that we give him. Velay Domi Chamag Vagamal Dubmeya Lechamal Vagamal to Rabbi Yehuda. Chamal Vagamal Dubmeya Be Eruvoi Eino Ele Zocholoi Eruvoi. I should say Kibbenei Iroi Eino Shenosan Daito Lakaraglo Kibbenei Iroi. According to Rabbi Shemuel Rabbi Yehuda, Chamal Vagamal Dubmeya is unlike the Chamal Vagamal of Rabbi Yehuda. Chamal Vagamal of Dubmeya, he does not have the Tum of his Eruv because Eruv did not acquire them. He is not like the people of a city since he intended to uproot himself from the tomb of his city. And she said, now, Chama Gamal of Yehuda, Shalom Nosan Zatu Lakov Aglov Ibnei Iroi. Chama Gamal of Yehuda allows him between his house and his Eruv, since he didn't intend to uproot himself from the tomb of his city.